Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
A lot going on this morning. Some disruptions at airports in America and around the world. DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth had issues on Friday with, you know, where they need to talk to each other. That broke down. Pilots, air traffic control, everybody on the ground. There was an issue with communication, so that looks like that's been fixed. And then the backup systems didn't kick in, so that's not good. But globally, airports around Europe, UK got issues with these systems that run kind of behind the scenes as far as ticketing or clearing or getting people, you know, to like through the system onto the plane. That system went down. It looks like a hack attack, and that was a global thing. They're saying fallout from a cyber attack that started on Friday continued till Sunday. Passengers faced dozens of canceled and delayed flights. Some airports shut down. Heathrow had portions shut down, Berlin had issues, Brussels, all hit by disruptions. Some had to close completely, some had to clear the entire concourse area. It was not a good situation. Again, it started on Friday, continued up until yesterday, and hopefully things are cleared up at this time. Big fire in North Buffalo over the weekend. Firefighters rescued several residents of an apartment building, 2439 Delaware Avenue. This happened Saturday afternoon, beautiful weather and smoke filling the skies. Flames broke out. Smoke could be seen for miles billowing from the structure. A lot of people wondering, what's that? Well, it was an apartment building. About 15 residents were evacuated on scene by emergency responders. Four transported to ECMC, one with a broken leg. One person pregnant, two with respiratory issues. Damage estimated around $2 million. That from Saturday afternoon. Other news. Over the weekend, the president has revealed who might take over TikTok. They were supposed to reveal everything. That didn't happen. President Donald Trump said the prominent billionaires, including Rupert Murdoch, who's 94 years old, and his son, will be part of a deal that will have the U.S. take control of TikTok. He trumped Murdoch and his son, and that's the head of Fox News and News Corp, and I think they're frenemies with the president. I can't get it, but that's what you want. 94-year-old guy in charge of tech. That should go well. Anyhow, he'll be head of the group or his son. That's right. The first thing that struck
first
me
thing,
about
yeah.
that. But they will have apparently control of the algorithms on the system, but I don't think China completely lets go of it, which is an interesting situation. And the Swiftiverse, as you let everybody know, Jan, is getting rocked by the release of the movie that's going to accompany the release of the album about the life of a showgirl. This is going to be a full-length something at AMC Theaters. I believe there will be multiple showings, but it all starts on Friday, the day the album is released, like Friday night. Where do you book your tickets?
Market Arcade. So what I now remember, I was in a panic. And if you've ever tried to buy tickets for something important and then you almost... like you can't concentrate and you're so nervous and you're kind of hyperventilating. So I believe there were three, like a 5, 7, and 9 p.m. show, but I don't remember. And I was so nervous buying the tickets and then having to pick my seats and do everything and check out before the seats went away because anything Taylor sells out in 6 seconds.
This caused you stress?
You know when you get really nervous about something?
I was so nervous. Weddings or something like that.
I felt like I was going to pass out. And I'm not even kidding. This is not for... I was so excited that we get this to look forward to next weekend. I can't even tell you. I can't wait. I think it's five... my guess is that they're probably all sold out, but you could check. But I think there's three showings, and maybe they'll do some more. But it's going to be really fun. Fun weekend.
It's an album release party, the likes of which we just have never seen. Titled Taylor Swift, the official release of A Party Showgirl, will be in theaters on the release date, October 3rd, and will run through the 5th. It's an 89-minute event that will appear the album's first music video for The Fate of Ophelia, and then they've got lyric videos for other stuff, which isn't the full thing, but, lyric video is just kind of a stopgap until the full thing is produced. So there is that. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:31.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.